is one of the strongest Trump districts.
It does get better with time. It just never gets all better.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. The heat is definitely on today. Temperatures tickling the middle 80s, even at this hour on this first day of October. We're 20 to 25 degrees above where we should be this time of year, but as they say, don't get used to it. We could be looking at frost on the ground by early Saturday. Some rain coming too. Kevin Williams has that in a few. Our top story this hour, former Western New York Congressman Chris Collins, today pleading guilty to insider trading charges. U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman says this case proves that no one, not even an elected representative, is above the law.
Because of our office's commitment to and pursuit of that ideal, that Collins is now a convicted felon and no longer a member of Congress.
Berman speaking to reporters a few minutes ago outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan. Collins resigned from Congress yesterday after being accused of passing along information regarding a failed drug trial that had not yet been made public. America's top diplomat pushing back against House Democrats as they push for impeachment against the president. Secretary of State Pompeo says Democrats are attempting to intimidate and bully State Department employees. Pompeo was on the telephone line with Mr. Trump during that now famous phone call with Ukraine over the summer. Trump backer Steve Bannon urging Democrats to proceed with caution.
Nothing is more serious than nullifying an election, and that's what we're talking about. This is nullifying a presidential election.
President Trump, meanwhile, has asked a foreign government, Australia, to assist in Attorney General Bill Barr's investigation. Barr's looking into the origins of the Robert Mueller Russia probe. A Dallas jury today finding a former cop guilty of murdering her neighbor. Amber Geiger says it was an accident. The jury didn't buy it. Reporter Gabe Gutierrez.
She faces up to 99 years in prison after this conviction.
Geiger shot and killed a man in his apartment last year. Prosecutor Lee Merritt says the verdict is significant.
The tide is going to change here. Police officers are going to be getting to be held accountable for their actions, and we believe that that will begin to change policing culture all over the world.
The same jury that convicted the police officer must now decide her fate. Hong Kong on lockdown. Police telling people there stay indoors after an 18-year-old protester was shot in the chest by a Chinese cop. It happened as the Chinese government was celebrating 70 years of communist rule. Correspondent Janice Mackey-Fryer says the protesters wanted to send a message to Beijing today.
They wanted to embarrass China's government by creating a challenge to the communist rule that was being celebrated there.
Hong Kong is a semi-autonomous Chinese city that's been the site of weeks of pro-democracy protests. The teenage protester in critical condition after the bullet lodged an inch from his heart. North Korea and the United States have agreed to resume nuclear negotiations this weekend.
Word of the talks was announced by a senior North Korean diplomat and later confirmed by the U.S. The working-level talks this weekend come after a months-long stalemate over the withdrawal of sanctions in exchange for disarmament. Nuclear negotiations have been at a standstill following a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump in Vietnam.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, rapper Kanye West announcing he'll only make gospel music from now on. Family Life's Jeremy Miller has that story.
Yeah, that's according to a Chicago music promoter who was in the room when West reportedly made the comment Saturday at a listening party for his new album, Jesus is King, a Kanye West experience. West reportedly said he's done being an entertainer. He's been delaying the much-anticipated album, and his wife, Kim Kardashian West, teased the track list on Twitter last Friday. Kardashian West told The View that the new album was instrumental in West becoming a Christian. She said her husband started this journey to heal himself, and she has seen a change in him after being saved by Christ and being born again. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
How about that? Thank you very much, Jeremy. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report for Tuesday, Raise the Age, Part 2. We'll have more on Chris Collins in court today and helping kids cope with grief. right, Kevin, thank you very much. At the Weather Center, checking the headlines across New York and Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania politician introduced a bill today to legalize recreational marijuana and sell it at state liquor stores. Representative David Deloso's legislation comes just days after the governor, lieutenant governor, and state attorney general all endorsed full-blown legalization. Republicans oppose this effort, saying in the midst of a raging opioid epidemic, the last thing Pennsylvania needs to do is legalize another drug. Well, starting today, 17-year-old criminals will no longer be automatically sent into adult prisons in New York. The second phase of the Raise the Age law took effect at midnight. Instead of being taken to adult prisons, youthful offenders will now be housed at specialized facilities in New York State. Political pundits chiming in on the future of New York's 27th congressional district after the sudden resignation of embattled former Congressman Chris Collins. Many in his district are saying, good riddance.
You know, what we deserve is, the leadership, and certainly what we deserve is the representation. I'm not sure we've really had that.
The congressman pleading guilty earlier today to insider trading charges. Republican strategist Carl Calabresi thinks the GOP has the upper hand going into a special election, which Governor Cuomo has yet to announce.
This is one of the strongest pro-Trump districts, not just in the state, but maybe in the country. Okay, 83% of the people of Wyoming County, which is a big part of the district, voted for Donald Trump.
At least three Republicans announcing their intent to campaign for the seat. GOP consultant Michael Caputo thinks there could be more.
We've got now what could be a free-for-all. We've got between five and six candidates, all very well qualified to run in the district.
State Senators Chris Jacobs, Rob Ort, and attorney Beth Parlatt have all thrown their proverbial hats into the ring. The most notable potential challenger hasn't even declared yet. That's Congressional Medal of Honor winner David Bellavia.
And of course, the X factor is David Bellavia. And if he gets in the race, there's another A-list candidate. And one who just won the Congressional Medal of Honor. That could change the whole race.
Polls show Bellavia with a commanding lead should he decide to enter the race. It'll be a rematch in 2020 in New York's 22nd Congressional District.
Yeah, former Republican Representative Claudia Tenney formally announced this morning that she's running for the seat she lost a year ago to Democrat Anthony Brindisi. The 22nd District was easily carried by President Trump in 2016. It's likely to be a key battleground going into the 2020 election. Tenney put out a campaign video today saying upstate New Yorkers deserve a representative who will work to deliver results, not resistance. If Tenney is to face off against Brindisi again, she'll have to defeat Broome County District Attorney Steve Cornwell in a primary. He's already announced his intent to campaign for the congressional seat. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. A unique camping experience in Kingston, Pennsylvania is all about helping kids cope with grief. Lisa Labutro is founder of Camp Koala.
In 1989, I lost my two younger sisters in a car accident on Mother's Day when I was a high school senior. I wanted to do something in their memory, and I watched an Oprah segment about another person who had started a camp for kids who lost a loved one on 9/11. And it was a light bulb moment for me.
Labutro runs four grief camps and six support groups for hurting kids throughout Luzerne County.
Children grieve differently from adults. You know, the one thing I do share with people is that it does get better with time. It just never gets all better. And sometimes grief comes out sideways. That's the expression that we use. Sometimes a child acting out at school or someone exhibiting risky behavior is someone simply expressing their grief and their frustrations and sadness about their situation.
The camp employs art therapy and traditional camping activities like canoeing, fishing, and hiking to help kids heal who are dealing with grief.
We always say you have to just go through it. You can't really go around it. It just takes longer to go around. And death and grieving are a natural part of life. And when it becomes unhealthy, you can be diagnosed with unresolved or complicated grief are some of the terms that are used. Mm-hmm. And everyone is different.
Labutro says depression, isolation, loss of appetite, change in behavior are all symptoms of children who are not handling their grief well. Bow hunting season started today in New York. Experts say there's some safety concerns to keep in mind when you're out and about in the great outdoors, and starts with proper use of a tree stand.
We would encourage everyone that hunts out of a tree stand to ensure that they properly wear a safety harness that would prevent them from getting injured or, you know, unfortunately causing a death or something like that by falling out of an elevated tree stand.
Rick Warner is a police officer with the New York State DEC.
And anybody that has hunted for a while should realize that, you know, your ultimate goal harvesting that animal is to make a quick and clean kill. If the animal is wounded, then it's your responsibility to, you know, attempt to track the animal and ensure that you harvest the animal.
Warner reminds us that everybody who bow hunts in New York is required to undergo a hunting safety course. Time next for your nightly market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street stocks sharply lower today as the manufacturing sector continues to show signs of weakness. The Dow was off 344, NASDAQ down 91, S&P down 37. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more, and you can find out more at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
Here's a funny story with a good message. A man saved $50 for a special fishing rod, and it finally went on sale. He and his wife were going to buy it on the way home from church. His mind was wandering a bit during the service, and when the collection plate came around, he reached into his pocket for a 20, but instead dropped in the 50 by mistake. By the time he noticed, the plate was out of reach. He was grumbling under his breath when his wife turned to him and said, "Since you complain, you'll only get credit for giving 20. Now, that's only a joke, but truthfully, so much of what we do with our money depends upon our attitude. How's yours? Are you managing your money and your attitude according to the Bible?
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
There is nothing quite like it. October baseball. Sonny's got your drive home sports.
Yes, sir. But Cade doesn't want to play, so that's okay. I'm talking about the music bit. Playoffs set to begin. Of course, Max Scherzer and the Nationals hosting the Brewers in the National League wildcard game. After 160 games in a regular season, just one game in the playoffs. That's it. Scherzer, three-time Cy Young Award winner. His teams have dropped each of their last seven playoffs games, though. He's 0-4 in the playoffs. Ouch, Milwaukee, starting first-time All-Star Brandon Woodruff. The winner of the game will move on to face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Division Series. American League Division Series, well, that gets underway real soon, but the wild card tomorrow in Oakland A's hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. This is interesting. Leila Ali and Holly Holm and 10 others became the first female fighters to appear on the ballot for the International Boxing Hall of Fame. B-Ha, Bernard Hopkins, Shane Mosley, and Timothy Bradley among the 12 boxers added to the men's modern ballot for the 2020 class. It'll be announced in December. WNBA Championship tonight. Connecticut Sun at the Washington Mystics. Mystics lead this best-of-five series 1-0. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, after a summery day with record heat for some, changes are coming thanks to a cold front. That front will spark showers and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow and much cooler air in its wake. And here is the call for tonight. Rather cloudy in much of New York, or becoming so, some showers and thundery downpours. In Pennsylvania, partly cloudy and muggy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low temperatures in the 60s. For tomorrow, breezy, cooler in New York with showers tapering. Temperatures topping out in the 60s and low 70s. In Pennsylvania, not as warm, but still humid with showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s to near 80. And then on Thursday, cloudy and cool in New York with rain returning. Mostly cloudy, mild in Pennsylvania with developing showers. Highs from the 60s near Lake Ontario to near 80 in eastern Pennsylvania.
And finally, five, calling all gamers. You know who you are. Hope my son isn't listening right now. E-sport season underway in Indiana. You thought it was a basketball state. 14 high schools in the Hoosier State, all part of this online action.
It's really cool because kids want to be involved in all that stuff, and they have their opportunity now to come learn and be part of a team and actually like get better at games rather than just sit at home and play by themselves all the time.
It is a sport officially now in Indiana. John Robertson is the founder of the Indiana High School eSport Network.
We've had kids that, you know, were not doing as well in school, and we said, hey, if you want to be part of the team, you got to get your grades up, and you got to make sure you're sticking with it, and they're definitely doing it. And they're making friendships. You know, kids, when they're alone and playing, they don't necessarily aren't connected to others. This gives them a reason to come to school and be with other people.
How about that? The esports season in Indiana officially started today. It spans 6 weeks. There's even a post season tournament at the end of regulation play.
I can't play, coach. I have a strained finger.
Carpal tunnel syndrome.
Wow.